Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life.
Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody doing? It is Friday, September 23rd, 2016, and it is 2:03 in the p.m. here in the Pacific Coast. If you are in Texas, it is 11. No, what? Oh, my God. It is 4. 4 o'clock. And if you're on the East Coast, it is 2:03, 4:55. So you might be just getting off of work and being in that traffic. I don't know how traffic goes when you're on the East Coast. If it's like it is at 5 o'clock when you're on the West Coast, Pacific Coast, that is, because traffic is crazy if you're on the 405. It is my first show back. I don't know why I chose 2 o'clock p.m. on a Friday, but I was home. I was bored. I had nothing to do. Well, that's a lie. I have a lot to do, but you guys know me. Sometimes I'll have a lot to do and decide not to do it because that is just the way things are. But it is 2 o'clock. It is on a Friday, and it is the 23rd, and yet all that. Before I even get started, I want to wish my sister, Miss Diva, a.k.a. Vaughn, a wonderful and happy birthday. I cannot tell you how amazing this woman is. She is just an amazing person. I love her so much. I met her, God, I think it was 3-4 years ago. We were doing a video for her girls, the Theta Delta Alpha girls. She was doing a Nicki Minaj featuring Sierra. What was the name of it? Oh, my God. I forgot. I think it's called I'm Out. I forgot what it was called. But anyway, I met her on the set of that, and I just instantly just became a friend of hers. And then next thing I know, about a year later, we became sisters, and I'm telling you, best thing that ever could happen to me. She has been my biggest supporter, one of the people who I can honestly say has been there for me, and I love you so much, Sissy. Thank you so much for just being there for me, and happy birthday. I should have played a happy birthday. So you guys want me to sing? You guys want me to sing a happy birthday? No? Even though I don't see you shaking your heads, I can just imagine you all going no real quick. But anyway, this is my first show back. Can you believe it? I am, like, excited about it. A lot's been going on with me. Of course, you guys know I did a little show about a week or so ago in regards to my health and everything. And I do promise you, because I had some people say, you said You are going to keep us up to date with your numbers, and you have not done that. And I am going to do that, I promise. It's just that so much is going on, and I just hadn't had a chance to do that. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I promise. I promise you I'm going to do it. Anyway, our show today, I say our because I have a ghost, a co-host. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Anyway, just kidding about that part, really. But before we even get on to what our show is about, our show is called The Rise and Fall of Fast Foods. I'm sure you know exactly what we're going to be talking about. The Rise and Fall of Fast Food. So I'm sure you guys already kind of know what the gist of this is. And I thought I put it on there. I'm not really sure, but I think I did. But before we talk about that, before that becomes a thing that we will discuss, let's talk about what's been in the news lately. And not the sad things in the news, and not that I'm ignoring it, but honestly, I want you at 2 o'clock p.m. on a Friday to laugh instead of cry. So it's not that I'm ignoring what's going on, because trust me, I am not. I can't. I cannot ignore it being the person that I am, but I would really not want to talk about that right now because of the fact that this is supposed to be a fun show. So Brad and Angelina, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, if you were wondering if I was talking about another Brad or Angelina, are getting a divorce. Wow. The nation will suffer, right? Like, honestly, when I first heard, I was like, I really could give two shits in a handbasket if these two get a divorce. Because, first of all, to me, their marriage was consummated in bullshit anyway. But anyway, Brad and Angelina, who met each other, or fell in love. I can't say they met on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which was in 2005, by the way. But I can't say that they supposed to have fell in love, knew they were each other's soulmates, and blah, 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 blah. While that time, what is her name, Jennifer Aniston, she was married. He was married to Jennifer Aniston. I don't know who she was married with, who she was dating, who she was screwing. I honestly don't care because she was raising her children or whatever. However, word has come down that Angelina has filed for a divorce on Monday, citing irreconcilable differences, and has asked for physical custody of all six of their children. Or has, and the reason why I said rumor, because you never know anybody's business. I don't give a shit what anyone else tells you unless the person tells you themselves and you were right there, right in the midst of it, or right there in the whole cover in their head. You really don't know what's going on. You truly do not know unless you are right there. So, again, rumor has it that Brad is now under investigation for allegedly involving his children in an altercation. I guess he was arguing with Angelina, and one of his children got in the middle of it, and Brad, I guess, physically pushed a child, screamed at the child, or whatever. So now he's under FBI investigation. Wow. He's under FBI investigations, and I've seen, what was it about, a timeline, today, where in Walmart, this guy had his daughters walking her around the store with, I guess, her hair tied around his hand, and him walking around with her close to the basket. And someone, thank God, looked at that and saw that that was child abuse, contacted the authorities, and the authorities said, and may I quote, unless this is bullshit, which, hey, who knows? But the authorities said that they have no justification in bringing any type of charges against this guy or investigating him because he has a right to discipline his child as he wishes. So that being said, he has a right to put his daughter's hair around his hand, clutch her hair as tightly as he can. The child was physically in the pictures. She was physically in pain. You could tell she was in pain or crying or whatever. No one knows what happened, the reason why he did that. I'm telling you, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't even pretend like I understand it, but to me, when you pull a person's hair, and I'm not talking about, when you it feels good and you're pulling their hair. I'm talking about when you're pulling a person's hair out of spite, out of anger. That shit hurts. I'm telling you, even if you're like me, tender-headed, getting your hair combed when you were young, it hurts. So I can just imagine what's going on with a father, a big father with this little girl having her hair wrapped around his hands and clutching up against the, what is that called? I guess it's called a basket, a shopping basket. So honestly, I don't get it. I don't get it. But back to what we started talking about. So apparently he got into a verbal argument with his eldest son, Maddox, who's 15 years old. Now, I don't know what happened. I have no idea. He was never physically abusive towards his kids, from my understanding. But then again, you always hear sources say, inside people. It's like, okay, let's hear it from Brad and Angelina. I could, you know, but honestly, I could care less about their divorce because, to me, they should have never been married in the first place. I do not, shut up, Diva. You have nothing to do with this. I do not feel that when you cheat on someone that you should have a good marriage. I just think that that's just wrong anyway. But that's my view, my thoughts. Others may think differently. Others may say, you know, see differently and say, you know what, it's not really my business, because it's not. I could give a damn what they do. I really don't care. I truly do not care what they do. However, I do care about the fact that everybody's making this big commotion out of it. That's one thing I'm telling you I'm so sick of. People make all these big commotions out of these movie stars and what they're doing and who they're screwing and how they're doing this and how. Who gives a damn? They are not doing anything for me. Nobody's paying my bills. Nobody's running on my door and say, hey, guess what? I've got this for you. I'm going to go ahead and play your damn shows. And I'm going to have you on my guest. Oprah ain't never walked on my door and said, hey, you know what? I feel like you're the next big sensation. Bring your ass to my show. Never have asked me to own. I still love Oprah, though, but never have asked me to own. So as far as Brad goes and Brad's wife goes and all that other, I do not care. I do not give a damn, and neither should you. You really shouldn't care. What you need to start caring about is what's going on in your own backyard, in your own home. We are too busy worrying about what everybody else is doing, everybody else is saying, how everybody else is living. Who gives a damn? I could care less what my next-door neighbor is doing. As long as I don't see my next-door neighbor abusing their child or him abusing his wife or her abusing her husband, I don't care what goes on in your household. The only time I feel like I should make it my business is when I see something that honestly should be contacted to authorities. Other than that, I don't care. If they divorce, I could give a shit less about it. Anyway, enough of that. How's everybody doing today? Is everybody have a good day today? Most of you guys are at work, so you probably won't hear this until you get back, but this is just one of those days, just one of those days where I'm in a really, really good mood. Yesterday, my mood was absolutely foul. Just ask the husband. My mood was really, really bad, and I'm starting to be like that a lot, but I'm going to start trying to change that about myself. Yeah, I'm going to try, but anyway, this is the first day of my first day back. I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Probably will change my name because I don't say the Sugarlicious thing. I'm a little older now, a little bit more, you know, mature. Maybe Samaj Sugar sounds better to my ear anyway, so I may just get rid of the Sugarlicious thing. But keep sugar. Don't mind me, you guys. I really am in a really good mood. But first, let me talk about this. Fast foods. The rise and the fall of fast foods. And the reason why I'm talking about that, because yesterday, I think it was yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. I think it was yesterday. The husband and I, you guys that don't know, I'm married to Angel Esposito. Angel, who, I said that right, Angel Esposito, a.k.a. Peligroso Static. He and I went to go get something. I can't remember. I'm going to bring him on in a minute. But we were talking about how fast foods have really changed. And how people, me especially, within my household, will eat fast food before I eat anything cooked. And that's the reason why I'm no longer a size 7, is because I will go eat out first, especially during the day, before I will cook a meal. And I know that's bad. I know, but fast food has been coming so common to just, you know, it's basically just full of all kind of mess. But before I get started, let me go ahead and bring him on because he's there waiting so ever so patiently. Hello, love. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello?
You know, I was just in the neighborhood.
You're in Sugarlicious? Wait. You were in Salon Sugar's neighborhood? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was just walking by and I stopped by your neighborhood.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Anyway, I was talking to my one or two listeners about fast food and enlighten them. I forgot where we went and what we were saying about the food. Where was it that we went and we were like, oh my God, this is awful? Where was it?
We went to, trying to remember, Jack in the Box, wasn't it?
Was it Jack in the Box? No, I don't think it was Jack in the Box. Oh, my God.
Sure.
What do they say? The first thing that goes is a memory? It wasn't
like
McDonald's
adult,
either. I can't remember
now. I don't like getting fast food joints.
Was it Taco Bell?
I think it was Taco Bell.
I think it was Taco Bell. Because we were talking about how Taco Bell used to be good. When I was younger, Taco Bell was good. You know, it was like something. And then again, it may have been because I never experienced something like that before. But now the meat is so processed, you can tell when you have those tacos, the meat is so processed. It's just. Ooh. And when you go to Jack in the Box, the taco meat in Jack in the Box, what is that?
That looks like
vomit.
What does
that mean?
That looks like vomit. It is so terrible.
If you guys have ever been to Taco Bell, they have these 2-for-99-cent tacos. And for a while there, I was eating them, even though, you know, hey, 2-for-99-cent, it was cheap, it was quick. You know, I could stop by there, get it, and keep driving and eat them and whatever. But I was getting the 2-for-1 tacos, and always the lettuce is always warmed up in the cheese. So I think what they do is they put it in the microwave. And one day I opened it up, and and Angel was saying, that looks like vomit. He said, how can you eat that? But I never opened one actually up. You know, I think they put so much sodium in it that it tastes good, but it is. It absolutely was disgusting. It really, really was disgusting. And I've noticed here lately that a lot of foods are just absolutely disgusting. They really, really are. A lot. You were talking about, I think, French fries from where? That used to be real good.
Well, before we get to that, let me say that you know how they cook their ground beef, right? Well, it's supposed to be ground beef. They boil the meat first. Why do they boil it? It's beyond me. I don't know.
Who boils the meat first?
Taco Bell and Jack in the Box. They boil the meat first. YouTube it if you don't believe me. They boil the meat. They put the seasonings in there. Once the meat is soft like that, how you saw it that time, like vomit, it's because of that. Take away the water axis, the axis of the water, and that's how they cook it, and put all those ingredients that we ain't supposed to be eating. That's why it looks so mushy, like, yeah, like vomit. That's why.
Ugh. And I have been eating this for a while, everybody. I really, really have because, like I said, I was working two jobs at one point. We actually opened up to you guys and told you guys that. And so in between jobs, in between going to court, in between everything else, that was my thing, fast food. You know, even though, yes, I could get my behind up in the morning, make a sandwich, you know, it's just hard to do that, especially when you're on the go a lot. But here lately I've noticed that I'm a lot sicker. My blood sugar's higher because of it. My salt intake is bad because one thing I didn't notice, and I don't know if you guys know, I have a problem breathing. And I always, if you guys ever hear me, I kind of catch my breath and breathe out. It's because I have CHF, and that's something to do with my heart. And that has because there's a lot of salt that I basically intake in my body and it doesn't flush back out. And when I talked to my doctor, he said, how much fast food do you eat? And I told him, you know, I eat, you know, a little. And then this one goes, no, bullshit, she eats
a
lot.
On a daily basis.
And, right. And I also put, you know, salt on it. And he said, this is the reason why you have this issue. Because of the salt intake, you may not know that you're taking in as much salt as you do. But since you know, there's so much in it. And for those, someone just asked me what CHF is. Congestive heart failure is what it is. That's what CHF is. And the reason why is because the salt can't pump all of it out. Like right now you hear me doing that and how I breathe because of that. So I had, you know, I really got to cut down on the fast food, but they make it so good. But it's not as good as it used to be, like Arby's. I don't know if you guys ever have an Arby's out to where you are. Huh? What?
No, they don't. Fast food places is not the business.
No, not any longer. But Arby's, I don't know if you guys ever know. I used to love the ham and cheese sandwiches at Arby's. And I used to love how they taste. I used to love, you know, it was the cheese and the ham, you know. And it was pretty decent food. At least I felt like it was. Now, Arby's has gone to. You don't know that. He always says it's government cheese, but you don't know that it's government cheese. You're just saying that. But
like
honestly,
plastic.
The cheese, it does. It really tastes like plastic. It no longer tastes the way it used to taste. It just doesn't taste anymore. Burger King is another one. Burger King used to have the most good burgers. You know, remember that, try it your way, at Burger King? You know, that was the thing. That was their slogan. Everybody else had, like, Jack in the Box, McDonald's. They had their hamburgers already one way. And at Burger King, you could do what you wanted. You don't want to have ketchup on it, pickles on it, you know, mayonnaise on it. You could do how you wanted it. So that was their gimmick and that was their thing. And at one point, their burgers were really, really good. Now their burgers are absolutely just shit. You know, they're not good. Even their breakfast. Let's talk about the breakfast that Burger King used to have as opposed to the breakfast that Burger King has now. Let's talk about that. Angel?
They used to be
really,
really
good. Since you're the one
really
who was talking
good.
About it.
Yeah, they used to be really, really good. I mean, I have to admit that. I'm not a fast food type of person, but their breakfast really used to be really good. And now it's like you buy three little breakfast things by themselves or the combo. It's like you spend a lot of money on that. It's like $22, $23 on a small little breakfast. You know, plus they burn the bread. They never consistent with their shit.
Yeah, the last time we got one, I honestly had to. I was so pissed off because the bread was burnt. I'm thinking, this is a damn croissant. How can you really burn the bread on a croissant? And it looked like, not like it was in a toaster, but have you ever, and don't tell me you haven't, because that's BS, but have you ever made a cheese toast, what some people call, I call it cheese toast, some people call it grilled cheese, but from the south, from where I'm living, where I used to be, in Mississippi, Florida, that place, Alabama, we call it cheese toast, where you might call it a grilled cheese. You ever had a cheese toast that you put on top of the stove? That's how it was, as if they put it on top of the stove and made it that way. It was just burnt. And I was, like, really just not happy with it. And every time we do this, we always say, we're never coming back here again. This is it. Forget it. But we always end up going back because we get hungry. And then that's how it is. Carl's Jr. used to have really good food, too. Now Carl's Jr.'s gone to crap. They've gone to crap. Domino's, crap. El Pollo Loco, which I know my sisters are going to be like, what? Diva's going to be like, but I love El Pollo Loco. I just found it. I love it.
She found a new taste sensation.
She sure did. New taste sensation. El Pollo Loco is not bad. The thing is with them is that it used they now, well, maybe it's where I'm at, but if you go to a certain time, their chicken is so dry. It's like I think they make too much of it. And then it dries out, or maybe it's from the day before. But if you go to it, if you go when they first open up, you're good to go. But if you go any time like after 2 or 3 o'clock, when I go, it's normally so dry. The chicken is absolutely dry. He doesn't eat chicken, so he wouldn't know about this part. But the only thing I usually like
but
to get is a little salad because
shit,
it's, yeah, because it is dry as shit. It looks like that because it is. And Domino's now has the nerve. We should jump back to Domino's. Has the nerve to say it's Domino's. I don't even know what Domino's pizza is Domino's because they've got so much going on, which to me, that's one of the biggest drawbacks I think that a lot of companies do. They get too much going, and then they neglect what their main food is. Because Domino's should be a pizza place. That's what we all know. Now they do pastas and chicken, and after a while, something's got to give. Right. You're not a restaurant. You're not a big restaurant where people can go into you and sit down and, you know, because if you ever notice, the most successful restaurants are the ones who basically handle a small percentage of food, like a seafood restaurant, a Spanish restaurant, an Italian restaurant, things like that. Like Olive Garden. You wouldn't go in Olive Garden and think to get a burger, right? You wouldn't go into a restaurant like what's another restaurant that's like a chain that you wouldn't expect to get anything like a taco? I don't know why Olive Garden came to mind. God, that sounds actually good right about now. What's another restaurant you wouldn't really what is that Chinese restaurant we always go to? It's really good. Shaoxuan Garden. You wouldn't think of going that's something that's in Cali. You wouldn't think of going to Shaoxuan Garden and getting a taco, you know. And we're going to talk about that, too, after the break on people you see cooking the food. Let's not talk about that as of yet. But Domino's now got their hands in so much that they're not as good as they used to be. You know, Pizza Hut, another one. It's like the food is no longer how it used to be. I'll tell you one that really is no longer how it used to be is Wendy's. Wendy's has...
I used to love Wendy's burgers.
He did. Wendy's have really gone down, like really, really gone downhill. They really, really have. I talk about fat burgers a lot because I like... To me, fat burgers is still the same thing. They've always done the same thing. They've always been the same. My brother, Carter, hate fat burgers. Every time I mention it, he goes, ooh, you eat them. But to me, fat burgers are, they still, doesn't he though? They
yeah,
still
you
stay
do.
The same thing that they've always done. So, of course, I like fat burgers, and he can't stand them. Another thing, the Wiener Schnitzel. Ooh, I said that right. Der Wiener Schnitzel. They stay with hot dogs. That's why the Wiener Schnitzel is still good, because that's all they do. They do hot dogs. That's all they do. They don't do anything else. They don't do anything different. And because they don't do anything else, because they don't do anything different, I think that's why they're so good. Because I think you like them, don't you?
I mean, I'm not crazy about it, but, you know, I'll eat them. It's good. The ones that I really like are
he's not crazy about them.
No, I'm not, because I like the hot dogs.
Pinkies. I don't like Pinkies because they keep the skin on the hot dogs. I don't like that. Something about that is just,
It's just a
casing. Why would you do that, though? It's edible. It's not a plastic casing.
They just leave it like that.
It seems like it's a plastic casing, though, because when you... It doesn't make any sense to do that. I'm sorry, but it just does not make any sense to put that on there.
It must be an eco thing, then, because we like hot dogs.
It must be.
Snap. That when the hot dogs snap, you got it, baby. That's a great hot dog.
I'm sorry, but no. It to me, Pinky's hot dogs, because of that snap, like you said, I don't care for them. I really don't.
You like Nathan's hot dogs, don't you?
I like what?
You
I
like
love
Nathan's
hot dogs.
Dogs.
I think Nathan's hot dogs are very, very good. I really, really do. When we went to New York, someone did not take me to Nathan's dogs, but that's okay. Even though that was a whole big thing of us going to New York was for me to get Nathan's hot dogs, and, of course, that didn't happen. We didn't get a chance to go to Nathan's hot dogs. But you know what? It's okay. You know, he's bragged about the Nathan's hot dogs. I've had him here in Cali, and they're good. They're really, really good. They are. But I wanted to get the authentic Nathan's hot dogs as the Nathan's hot dogs place, and I guess I don't want to hear a damn thing about Nathan's hot dogs.
Let me tell you why, people, because my mother was the one taking her everywhere. That's why. I didn't even get a chance to take her, you know, places like Little Italy. I'm thinking,
where's that at? Where's the Little Italy?
I'm thinking about, wow.
Where the hell is that?
Oh, my God. I was thinking about World of Warcraft. I was thinking about the Illidarians.
Oh, my God. Please help him.
No, I didn't get a chance to take her to Little Italy and China downtown. So, because my mom was the one taking her here, there, everywhere.
Yeah, she was. Okay, all right. In that case, then yeah, okay, I get that part. She was. She was taking me all over the place, but still. I don't want to hear anything about, you know, Nathan's hot dog since I, you know, didn't get one. So I blame your mom.
And the white.
Anyway,
yeah.
We're going to be.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Anyway, it's 2:30. Well, we need a break. At least I need a break. I need some water or something. My mouth is parched. So we'll be right back after this message. Message, music, message. It is 2:33 on Friday, September the 23rd. If you just joined us, hello, how are you? This is my first day of being back. I don't know what my schedule is going to be. Someone just asked me, am I going to be on 2 o'clock every Friday? But I doubt very seriously. I just stayed home today and had nothing else to do. And I thought, you know what, why not? So I'm not really sure, but I will let you know what my regular scheduled times will be coming back. Someone asked me, I'm going to be coming back to the grid. Not sure yet. That depends on me and my brother Matt, what I will be doing as far as that goes, because we have something that we're planning out. So I will see. That may be something up and coming. But anyway, if you just joined us, we talked about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's divorce, which, you know, I already said it here, so whatever. But right now we're talking about fast food and how the rise and fall as we speak of fast food and how fast food used to be so good and now they're just basically crap. And as we were going to, would it be a commercial? It wouldn't be a commercial. As we went to the music, I need to start getting commercials for my sponsors. If I still have sponsors, please let me know. If you still love me, if you still would sponsor me, please let me know. I need to know that. Anyway, he was talking about White Castle. And how White Castle has not changed. As you're talking about White Castle, right?
Don't mute me. Can you hear me?
Sorry? Yeah.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
I hear you.
I thought you had me muted.
Gee.
I thought you had me
Why
muted.
Why would I have you muted? You're not muted, okay? Not right now, anyway.
Yes, the White Castle burger. Oh, my God. Anybody who had little White Castle burgers? It's very, very simple. A little bun, meat, onions and cheese, that's it. Doesn't need any mayo, any mustard, any ketchup, none of that. And it's so flavorful and delicious. First time I had it, I was real skeptical about it because, you know, back then I really wasn't adventurous about eating meat and stuff like that. I'm not a total, vegetarian. I will pick and choose what type of meat I would eat. So fast food places meat, I was like, no, not trying it. But I was hungry as shit. I was out with my boys playing basketball. And there was a White Castle across the street. I was like, let me taste it. Fuck it. Let me taste it. I had one. I ordered just one. I ended up eating like 7 of them because they were so delicious, right on point. till this day, they're still on point.
Yeah, that's what he says. That they're still good. That was something else that I was unable to get when I was in New York. You know, when offered me a White Castle burger, but again, we're not going to discuss that because I guess that's just the way things are. That's how they get down in New York. They tell you about foods that are so good, but then they don't give them to anyone. The biggest disappointment with McDonald's is everything. Their breakfast, their fries. I don't know what it was that they had in their fries that they took out, but after that, the McDonald's fries were crap. Their Big Macs, or should be called the Little Macs. But one thing that he told me about their buns, please share that with the audience.
I did my research. I like anybody that knows me, you know, I always go on YouTube trying to find shit, or I just do my own research on Google.
Does.
I found out that the buns that they use for their hamburgers, the ingredient that they use will shock the hell out of you. They use some type of plastic material. An ingredient that they use to make foam. Okay, this is foam, you know, like from your bed, a pillow, car seat, whatever foam is used. That's the type of material that they use, the ingredient to make that foam. And I was telling Sugar, what does it take just to buy real buns? What's so hard about
right.
that? Yeah, I mean, you don't taste the difference, but if you take it, you know, years on end, some shit's going to happen to you. You know, that ingredient may start affecting your body in different ways. You never know. You may get cancer. You may get skin rash or blurred vision, whatever it is. Do your research on fast food places first before you eat them. You know, if it doesn't taste right, don't eat it. Throw it away.
Right.
Do your research. What does McDonald's use to make such and such? And they will tell you.
I honestly feel that that is where a lot of our illnesses come from, you know, is because of fast food. If you notice, a lot of kids are getting sick a lot more too, you know, at young ages. And I honestly think it's because of the fast food that we eat. And even though you guys are hearing me say this right now, we all know that I'm not going to stop eating El Pollo Loco. I'm not going to stop eating Burger King, Carl's Jr., Domino's. I don't know. I'm still done with Domino's. But honestly, it's just bad that there is so much out there that honestly can just get you sick. For instance, one thing I always thought was going to be a good thing to eat was Subway. But Subway, if you notice, if you go, all their stuff is basically already prepackaged, and, you know, it's – and then again, it may be because they weigh it and they make sure everybody gets this, you know, get the same thing or the same amount. Maybe that's the reason, and maybe that's why it's prepackaged at maybe about, you know, as far as pounds or weight or whatever. But if you notice, Subway, the meat doesn't taste – as good as if you guys are good enough to have a Jersey Mike's. If you've ever been to Jersey Mike's, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, the difference between Subway and Jersey Mike's.
Yep.
Jersey Mike's, their food, when you go into Jersey Mike's, the meat is already there, and it's like going to a butcher shop because they cut the meat right in front of you. Not to say the meat, you know, can't be processed and just like that, but it's different. And the taste is different from Jersey Mike's, from Subway. And I understand that Subway probably is more of a fat. Well, they're both are fast foods. Jersey Mike's, Subway are both fast sandwich places, but there is a definite difference. And there's a difference in the price, too. You know, let's be honest. You know, Subway is for what it's worth, it's a lot cheaper than Jersey Mike's. Because how much is one sandwich at Subway as opposed to a sandwich at Jersey Mike's? The same size, how much?
I think it's like $5. For a Subway, and it's like $10 for a Jersey Mike's.
Right. So if that's the case, if you're trying to save money, of course. But honestly, the five extra dollars, you can taste it in the food. You know, it's just the way it is. Everything is much more fresh than what I can see. That's one of the biggest things. Also, If you guys have ever had In-N-Out Burgers, I have not had In-N-Out Burgers. Well, yes, I have. I had one 2 weeks ago. But I hadn't had one in about 2 years up until 2 weeks ago because, honestly, I wasn't feeling it. My brother, I'm going to talk about Carter again. But Carter, I think he's the one that likes the In-N-Out Burgers, and I was telling him that I couldn't stand it. He's like, I don't know why, sis. I don't know why. You know, but I was like, I don't like them. But now that I've tasted it again, and maybe because I'm so used to this crap food now that I taste In-N-Out Burgers, that now it's like, wow, as Angel just said, a new taste sensation, because now it tastes different. It tastes a lot fresher. It just tastes good to me. I used to like Quiznos chili. I didn't care for Quiznos' sandwiches because every time them jerks tell me, you want me to toast it, I would say no, and they would like kind of combat you, like, you know, why are you arguing with me about?
Why don't you want it toasted?
Right, exactly. Like, why? Because I don't want this shit toasted. You know, what is that? Does it happen that you have to have it toasted? And they would always argue with me. One thing that I can't, don't argue with me about my food. If I say I don't want something, don't. You know, don't keep it. Well, why not? Who's paying you, asshole? You know, what? Does it matter if I want to toast it or not? Anyway, I'm getting upset about something and again, huh?
Yeah,
I'm passionate about this.
They did that shit to me once. Remember that day they did that shit
to
me once?
Yeah, I remember that day. That's the last day. Yeah, it was. One thing he just ran into, what was that place we went to? And they asked, she told you how many pieces of bacon?
Oh, Quiznos.
No, it wasn't Quiznos, honey.
Oh, no.
Quiznos is gone.
Shit. What was that place?
It's another hamburger.
No, it's
another
sandwich place. Yeah, it's another sandwich place.
They're not really that
Togo's.
Famous. Togo's, that's right, Togo's.
Yeah, Togo's. I went to Togo's, and I said, let me get a BLT. And I repeated it just in case she didn't know what BLT is. Because every time I say BLT, they're like, what? What's a BLT? Look at the menu. It says right there, BLT, bacon, lettuce, and tomato. That's it. So I order a 9-inch because I was hungry as hell. So I ordered the 9-inch. I think that's the biggest one they have. And I said, let me get mayo, bacon, lettuce, and tomato. That's it. She started to put 3 pieces of bacon in the 9-inch sandwich. And I asked her, I said, Miss, how many bacon does it come on the 9-inch sandwich? She was like, 3. I was like, really? 3? I said, how many comes in the small one, a 6-inch? Because they have a 6-inch and a 9-inch. She said, 3. I was like, what? Get the fuck out of here. I say, how much is it for extra bacon? $1. I was like, you may want to check that shit again because that don't sound right. 3 pieces of bacon,
a
9-inch sandwich, what the hell am I going to eat? Just 3 pieces of bacon and the rest of it just bread and lettuce and tomato? She was like, well, yeah, it's only 3. So she went and checked, and she came back. She said, it's 3. I said, no, you didn't even ask. I'm looking at you. You didn't... ask nobody. I said, so you're a couple of that doesn't make no sense. And then the lady, I guess, was in the back doing something. She came back running. She said, no, 12 pieces of bacon. I was like, now we're talking. Yeah, 12 pieces of bacon. She looked at me like all confused. And I'm thinking to myself, why so confused about it? What the fuck, lady?
It was kind of funny that you know, 3 pieces of bacon on each piece. Like, if you, no matter how big the sandwich is, your bacon slices still remain the same. And she, you know, she wasn't even getting what he was saying. You know, when he questioned, he said, so how many on this? 3. It's like she still wasn't registered the fact you're saying there's 3 pieces of bacon. Right. Exactly. There's 3 pieces of bacon on both. No matter how big you get the sandwich, it's only going to be 3 pieces of freaking bacon. I mean, come on now. Our daughter Roro would have just jumped over the counter and beat the hell out of you talking about 3 pieces of bacon.
She would have been having 2 pieces of bacon. How many pieces of bacon would be in there?
She she would know just how many pieces of bacon would be on there, how many slices. Yeah, see.
Yeah.
But one thing I have noticed, and we were going to talk about that. God, we don't have that much time. We're going to talk about how people screw up your order when you go to the drive-thru. They have, and the thing is that what I don't get is that, and I don't know if that's just in Cali, maybe it's just in here where I'm at, or maybe this part of Cali, how they will repeat to you exactly what you said to them, but by the time you get to the drive-thru to pick up your order,
it's all fucked
your
up.
Your order's wrong. We had McDonald's, of course. We had went and he asked for, God, what was it you asked for? What was it that you asked for?
I asked for a frappe mocha or a mocha frappe. And they told me, do you want it hot? No, I want the cold mocha frappe. They gave me a vanilla French, some type of shit, and I looked at it. I was like, that's not mine. I said, ma'am, I ordered a large mocha frappe. This is it. I was like, no, it's not. I've had it before. This is not it. I don't like hot drinks. That ain't it. Oh, well,
this
it says right
it.
Here, large mocha frappe. I was like, okay, that's not a mocha frappe, lady. And I just stood there until she gave me the right one. She said, oh, my bad. So, fuck.
No,
and another thing,
one,
why would you, when you order French fries, why they don't give you ketchup? They go together, French fries, ketchup.
Yeah, that's his
ketchup,
that's
French
his
fries.
Big pet peeve. You know, he always thinks that if you get French fries, you should automatically get ketchup, that you shouldn't have to ask for the condiments. And I agree with that, but I honestly think if you don't ask – maybe some people don't, because some people, like my sister Ida, for instance, she likes ranch dressing. Don't say it. She likes ranch dressing with her fries. You like blue cheese with yours from Wingstop. But
I
anyway,
like the blue cheese with the fries, you know what I'm saying? You dip it, and then you twirl it around to get the little chunks of blue cheese in there, and then you just eat it. It's so delicious. Go ahead, baby. Sorry.
Anyway. That's one thing. I feel like if you don't put the ketchup in there, because maybe they're trying to save money for those who don't eat ketchup, and that's fine. But at least put a sign there, ask for condiments. To say something else,
well,
ask for condiments.
I get that. But even
right.
if
but
you
they
do
don't
ask,
do that.
They
don't
you,
do that.
Even if you ask, they give you one thing of one little
they
bag of ketchup.
They act like their whole career to becoming a manager at McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Burger King, whatever, rest on that ketchup.
It's like
ketchup
their whole life get fucked. It's like their whole
right.
life get fucked up when you ask, can I get extra ketchup?
Seriously, right, exactly. Cause I've
I'll
that
pay
too,
extra for it, sweetheart.
He always says, I'll pay extra for it. He always says that just so that can kind of make them feel at ease so when they key it in, they can show their boss, yes, I did give them extra ketchup, but look, they paid more for it, sir. Please, sir, don't fire me. I do want to make it to being a manager here at Taco Bell. So I honestly, you know, really, because he always says he'll go, I'll pay extra. Before they even say anything, that's Angel's words. I'll pay extra for it. Because it's like, okay, and the thing is that what gets me is that when you go and ask for pancakes at McDonald's, who does not eat butter, with their pancakes? And if you say, can I have butter, they'll repeat to you as if you ask them, can you have ketchup on your pancakes? They'll go, you want butter? Yes, I want butter on my pancakes. I don't know about you, but I eat butter and syrup on my pancakes. That's how I like my pancakes. I like them nice and hot with the butter over them, the butter melting, and some warm syrup. That's how I like my pancakes. That's why my butt is huge and well, I keep gaining this weight that I'm wondering, where is it coming from? It's coming from the pancakes. God, that sounds good. The McDonald's is, never mind. But anyway, I was about to say, McDonald's serves breakfast now 24 hours. They're trying to get over on Jack in the Box. What can you say?
When you ask for extra, they come back with one little extra ketchup.
Right, exactly. One extra ketchup. It's like, I like the ones that say, I've already put it in the bag. Okay, you put it in the bag. Bitch, I'm asking for extra. I understand you put it in the bag. Fine. I want extra. I want more on top of that. Because I know one chick said, why are you putting it in the bag? He's like, okay, I want some more. She's already put it in the bag. I had to lean across him, basically go, can we get some more catch up, please? Oh, okay. It's like, damn. I got to start acting it for you to give me extra catch.
And she's the main one telling me, babe, don't give him no attitude. Do not give them no attitude.
I say don't give them attitude when they're first preparing your food, because I'm sorry. He watches his YouTubes. I do too, and I've seen just sad things with people who get mad at you for you talking shit to them. That's why I always tell him, you know, once we get our food, go ahead and act up. But then again, I always tell him this too, because when you go back, don't think that that person ain't remembered you talk shit to them, because they are. Because, oh my God, we're gonna talk about the bank, but we're gonna talk about the bank next time. This is too long.
About
that bank, how you cut that bank guy out. We'll never be able to walk in this bank again. I'm telling you, I'm gonna have to actually take my money out. He's not. I'm telling you, I thought they were gonna call the cops, but we'll talk about it another day. This man's temper. Anyway, we'll talk about that another day. I thought I was going to have to call my father, Terrence, and have him sell cars to get this man out of jail, because I swear, but anyway, we'll talk about that a different day. But, yeah, they do act like their whole career at McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Kentucky, rides on that ketchup. But it doesn't. It doesn't ride on that ketchup. Did I talk about
my job is
at risk. Really? My job is at risk. You want me fired because you want extra ketchup, sir? Do you want me to lose my job because you want extra ketchup? My children won't be able to eat because you want extra ketchup. Anyway, Kentucky. I didn't think I was talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Biggest disappointment ever. I used to love Kentucky Fried Chicken when I was a kid. That was our treat when my grandmother didn't want to cook, which was not often. She just loved to cook, but when she didn't want to cook, she would always get, you know, a big bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's when the pastor was coming over, because when the pastor came over, we had, you know, food. But it was always a treat for us to get the Kentucky Fried Chicken when I was little. It was really good. I still like their coleslaw. But nowadays, Kentucky Fried Chicken, it doesn't taste the same. It used to be crispy, juicy. Now it just does not taste the same. I don't want to know about the hormones that go in it. I don't want to know how they raise them, all that. And maybe that's mean of me, you know, because people say, you know, well, don't you want to know how the animals live before they might as well say slaughter them for you to eat them? No, I don't. I really don't want to know how the animals live. I don't care. And especially with a chicken, I don't give a damn how the chicken's living. I don't care. You could either have him living in the slums or have him living in a penthouse before he dies. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. As long as you make sure
though, because that is the main process of the food. If you don't know what the chicken eats or what not, you don't know what you're getting in your body. You have to know, are they feeding them healthy? You know, are they beating them? Are they stressed before they kill them or whatnot? Because if they're stressed, then that means you're going to get a tough meat, you're going to get a rat meat. It's just not going to be good. So it's a big, big difference how they raise it. So you should know how that animal lived before, you know, being slaughtered.
I understand what you're saying, and I get all that. I know, you know, you should know. But honestly, to me, I don't want to know how he's conducting his life. I really don't want to know. And maybe that's just me just wanting to remain ignorant and in denial, because maybe that is it. As long as he is not having whiskers and a tail, and Michael Jackson used to call him Ben, I don't give a shit. As long as it's a real chicken, you know, one that clucks and, you know, all that, that's fine. I know, and I know that's the thing, and I know, because one thing about Angel is that he wouldn't know it, but he looks up everything. He reads everything. He is like anything that you want to know about processed food, about the universe, about animals, things like that. He knows because he reads it, he studies it, and that's how it is. Because I've learned a lot by being with him as far as like things I would have never guessed. because he does. He just always reads, always processes. And, you know, we only have 4 more minutes left. You believe it? It's almost 3 o'clock.
Okay, before he just hangs up, everybody who eats fast food, do not be afraid of ask how long has the food been waiting, you know, and what you put in your body. Ask the ingredients. They have to tell you. But remember, it's your body that you're putting that intake in. You know, as much as you respect your body and ask questions what you put in your body before you eat any fast food foods, please.
You know what? And I'm going to let that go with something that was funny. I remember one time I was watching King of the Hill, and they were trying to get Bobby not to smoke. And his mom said, did you read what's on the carton, whatever, the box, you know, cancer, emphysema, you know, lung, this and that. He said, I thought that was the ingredients.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's not funny, but the reason why I'm laughing at that, you shouldn't laugh. The reason why I'm laughing at that is because he's right. They have to tell you, just like on the box of, you know, cigarettes, they tell you what could happen to you. And if you ignore it, you know, you can't blame anybody but yourself. People want to, you know, we'll talk about cigarettes later because I'm trying to get this one to stop smoking. So we will discuss cigarettes later. And applaud to you looking who might be listening. This woman has not smoked. I think she told me in 5 or 6 years, you looking has not smoked a cigarette. And I applaud her 100%. She can't give up Pepsi, though, Diet Cokes or Pepsi's. But anyway, we got to go. We only got 2 minutes left. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'll let you guys know what my normal schedule times will be. It was fun coming back. It was really, really fun. I hope you guys really take into consideration what we're saying to you, especially this one. We may come back again. God, it was a whole hour, and we still had more to say. I should have said an hour and a half. But anyway, love you. Thank you all for just being there for me and just listening to my rants and my rants. As always, mwah! Sugar kisses. Bye.
And your kisses. Bye.
Bye.